Hi, Bridget. How are you doing? Great. Oh, did you find out what grade you got in Dr. Morrison's lab? Probably soon then. Oh, hey, Sophie. Good, you? Aw, congrats on becoming an aunt. I want to see the baby. I'll look at your Facebook page later to see the pictures. Oh my God, Jess! Hey! I didn't know that you would be here. I should have gotten a ride from you. No, he had to work on the other side of town, and he's coming straight from there. He'll be here soon. I took the bus. He doesn't mind if he's one of the only guys. It's not like he's coming here to socialize. Exactly. He's coming just to stuff my mouth with his cock. Right? There is nothing better. I love giving head. It's a well-established fact by now. I know. I don't know if there is anything I love more. Not my parents. Oh, cum. I love cum. Yes, facials are the best. I love how moisturized my skin feels after. Yeah, the longer you leave his cum on you, the better it is for your skin. No, I don't think I read it anywhere. I just realized it one day after having cum all over my face for hours at a party. No, swallowing is fine too, because there is protein in it. My favorite is if he has a huge load and he shoots enough down my throat and then the rest all over my face. It is. Oh, cum is so yummy. Well, if I don't get to taste it because he dumps it all down my throat, that's okay too. As long as I get to feel his cock throbbing in my throat, then I'm a happy camper. You just need to relax your throat first. How about if you practice it on him in a little bit? I can help you. Deal, sounds good. Oh, sorry, excuse me? I just overheard a bit of what you said. Are you talking about the party on Lincoln Avenue that the cops crashed? No, I wasn't there. Yeah, I'm Danielle. Sorry, did we meet before? Oh, wow! I didn't know there were pictures online of me blowing him. I guess lots of people know who I am then. Aw, thank you for telling me that. I am so glad the pictures of me made your friend feel comfortable blowing her boyfriend at parties. No, I never meant to start a trend. I actually saw it in 10 Ways to Get Laid. Ava Ireland sucks cock at parties in front of everyone, and it's no big thing. And I thought that was so inspiring. Like, why is there such a stigma around sexual gratification? I shouldn't have to be ashamed about what I love, and I shouldn't have to keep it a secret. Right! No one should have to. Making it shameful just makes it seem dirtier, and it leads to unhealthy thoughts. So I said, fuck it. I am going to do what I love whenever and wherever I want. Aw, thanks! So instead of the thought of giving a blowjob making me super horny and unable to concentrate until I get my next fix, Blowjobs now just relax me. For real. Now, I didn't expect that it would catch on, but I'm happy that it has. We need to normalize it. It feels liberating. I cannot begin to tell you what it has done for my well-being. Oh, good, where is he? Hey, over here! Smart of him to leave his pants in the car. Ugh, they just get in the way, I swear. He finally learned. Hey, you! Yeah, get comfortable.
You're so hard already. You're probably hard thinking about this, huh? Me draining you? Really? You got an A? Congrats! Oh, I got an A too. But Sophie, I know that you're worried about what grade you're gonna get. I'm going to take his class next semester. I heard about those pop quizzes.
So if the material is not stuff that you learned in class, then how are you supposed to know the answers? Okay, well then I will look one chapter ahead each time. Thanks for the tip. Hey, can one of you hold my hair back, please? I think he wants to fuck my face. Thank you, Sadie. Jess, here, are you ready for him to fuck your face? I'll help you with it. Okay, so here, I'm gonna hold your hair back for you, and what you wanna do is relax your throat, and then when you're ready, put his cock in your mouth. And he actually has a really good sized cock to practice on. Okay. Yep. Yeah, you got it. Now, if you start to choke or anything, or you don't feel comfortable doing this, just tap on his leg a few times, okay? You're doing great. Yeah, you got it. Remember, if you need to take a break just to breathe for a second, that's fine too. Are you gonna go back for seconds? Yeah. That a girl. She's a natural, I swear. Yeah, you got this. Nice job. Oh yeah, of course, Bridget. He's not my boyfriend or anything. Help yourself. So, I know I've only talked to you a couple times. What were your plans for once you graduate? Oh, that is so awesome. Wow, now that is inspiring. It really is. Yep, my brother does that. You're right. Yeah, oh, he graduated, same school, I think about 5 years ago. If you want, I can give you his number or his email and you can talk to him about it. It would be great if you started networking now, so you might as well. Yeah. But that was fast! Okay, if you're done, you're done. Yeah, the more the merrier. No, no, he really isn't my boyfriend. It's just this mutual agreement that we have with each other. But we're both quite satisfied with it. No, it doesn't bother me. I want everyone to experience what I experience whenever I do it in public. It's a really great feeling. This total liberating feeling. You should try it. You'll see what I mean. As I said before, I wasn't trying to start a trend when I started doing this, but it would be awesome if everyone started doing it. And then you would see people even at like fancy business dinners doing it. And everyone would be so much more relaxed and so much more comfortable all the time. Yep, go for it. Oh, yeah, I'll hold your hair and your purse. Oh, cute haircut, by the way. I totally meant to tell you that and it slipped my mind with all the stuff that we were talking about earlier. Yeah, I got it on sale, actually. It was dirt cheap. Oh, I was totally gonna say that too, but I didn't want to seem greedy or mean. But yeah, he better save his cup for me. I need another facial. It makes my skin look so good. And I just love having it on me, you know? Okay, you know, I think he's actually about to blow soon, so can you please just scooch? I'll take over from here. Thank you. Ooh, you came really hard. That was a lot of cum. Thanks. Ooh, I am covered in it, aren't I? Oh, no, 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 I don't need to wave off my face or anything. You weren't here when I was talking about this, but I actually like it being on my face and on my skin. It feels so good. I love cum in general, but also I like how it makes my skin feel. It's really good for you. Yes. Ah, you love cum too? Who doesn't, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's okay if it drips onto my shirt. I'm okay with that. I have a washing machine. No, it's not gonna stain. We actually do this a lot, so I'm used to it getting onto my clothes. You don't know me as well as some of the other people, but oh gosh, when did we start doing this? A while ago, actually. Yeah, I mean, not just parties, lots of places too. We've done it at the mall before. We've done it the hallways and the campus buildings. We've done it so many places. Everyone's used to seeing me with a cock in my mouth by now. Okay, I actually did go to class once with a facial. I kind of forgot about it. I'm just so used to having a facial most of the time, so I didn't even think about it. And I went into class with it. It was actually Bridget who told me about it. She's like, oh, your face. So I had to get some tissues from the front of the room. I just had to hide my face a little so that the professor didn't notice. Everyone else is cool with it though, but you know the older generations, you know how they are. But it all worked out. Yeah, so I was actually telling someone earlier, yeah, he is not my boyfriend. This is just something that benefits both of us. You know, I obviously enjoy it, but you know, he knows that he can get drained whenever he needs to, and I will let him facefuck me whenever he needs it. So there was this one time, I was leaving class, he was waiting outside the classroom, he pulls me over to him by my arm, pushes me down to the floor, pulls his fly down, and just starts facefucking me right outside the classroom. And this is just one example. But the thing is that it doesn't happen often just because I actually am the needier one. And so I'm basically always draining him. And because of that, he doesn't really need me to drain him that often. Yeah, I would do this with other guys. The thing is that neither of us really has time for other people, even though we're not dating, just because I'm constantly draining him. But yeah, I would be open to other guys too, as long as they're nice or they're a friend. Like, for instance, if a guy holds a door open for me, or if there's a guy who sits next to me in lecture who I talk to sometimes, then I would totally consider one of them. So this one time I was at a rest stop and this guy held the door open for me. How sweet is that? So I heard him talking to this friend about how badly he needs to nut. I was just thinking about how full his balls must be and how they must be aching and how he did this favor for me by holding open the door. I was like, oh, I can definitely do a favor for him. I ended up blowing him in the McDonald's cafeteria. No facial. Well, since he had done such a favor for me, I really wanted to help him out. So I got him into my throat as quickly as I could. And his friend mentioned that he could see the bulge in my throat, and that just set the guy off. And he quickly just came down my throat. All of it just got shot down my throat. But that was fine too. I didn't mind. It saved cleanup for both of us. And I was so glad, actually, because had he had to do that himself, he would have gotten messy, and then he'd have to do all the cleanup himself, so... Yep, exactly. He didn't have to get himself off, and he didn't have to clean up. I was just glad I could help him, really. Hey, you! Why aren't you resting? You should. You came so hard. Your body's been through a lot. You're already relaxed. You should just rest your eyes for a bit. You deserve it. Okay? Yeah, just like that. I'm gonna go talk to the girls. You get a nap in before we go home. Oh, hey, Kelly. I love your dress. Oh, thank you. Yep. Oh, you missed it. All the other girls were sucking him off. You could have too. And you could have gotten a facial as well. You know, he may be able to go for another round later. Yeah, we should see about that. I don't mind at all.